It only took minutes for the waters to arrive, Tonga's main island Tongatapu being hit by a tsunami, the result of a massive volcanic eruption in the Pacific Ocean. Even from space, thousands of kilometers away, you can see nature's strength. There have been warning signs this was coming. The Hunga Tonga Hunga Hai Pai volcano has been erupting for days. On Friday, it sent ash 20 kilometers into the sky. Saturday's eruption, though, so violent they felt it more than 2,000 kilometers away in New Zealand. But it was Tonga that caught the brunt of it.
There was like explosions in town. I guess it was from the volcano. And they like literally popped our eardrums and everyone just froze.
The ash cloud turning daylight skies as dark as night. People fleeing in their cars. From above, you can see just how enormous that cloud is.
Please head to higher grounds immediately if you are in the danger zone.
Waves more than half a meter high reaching American Samoa. Japan seeing high water too, sparking warnings in Fiji and thousands of kilometers away in the US.
Particularly here on the West Coast. Normally, it is earthquakes that are the main concern here, but tsunamis caused by events far, far away are also a real risk. Right now, they're supposed to be staying off the beaches, out of the water, but clearly, that isn't happening.
It almost feels like you're in a toilet bowl circling the ball, which is pretty unusual for a West swell, so probably something tsunami-related, but so far, we're still here.
I feel very safe. Yeah, even if like a 1 foot wave comes through, that's smaller than what's here, so.
I'm more worried about my mom. She's going to be like, why did you go surfing when there was a tsunami?
Further up the coast, Northern California saw some choppier waters. The Bay Area waves up to a meter higher than normal, flooding in Santa Cruz too, and Hawaii getting strong waves and some minor flooding. This very much a watch and see situation. And a warning that this eruption, seven times more powerful than another one from the same volcano in December, may not be the last or the worst. Phil Lavelle, Al Jazeera, Los Angeles.